WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
With summer weather, we often go outdoors for all sorts of activities, including jumping on a trampoline. My guests today are going to talk about the false sense of security from having netting or mats around a trampoline and the shocking number of pediatric injuries yearly from these devices. Bailey Patel and Macy Risk are second-year medical students at the University of Kentucky. I was very intrigued talking with one of your senior colleagues about some of the research that you've been doing into trampoline injuries. Can you tell me a little bit about what got you interested in that and then sort of the scope and number of the types of injuries that we're talking about?
Yeah, so Greg, thank you so much for having us on here today. We really appreciate it. So we both had some interest in, this is Macy, by the way, I forgot to add that. We both had some interest in emergency medicine and especially research, and the pediatric emergency medicine department reached out, specifically Regan Baum and Dr. Humphreys and the research nurses, and helped us get started with this idea that Dr. Humphreys had, and he's an emergency medicine doctor in the PEDS ER, and he has been on shift a lot recently where he's seen a lot of pediatric trampoline injuries, and he wanted to look into that as a research question. So he brought some medical students on board with him and along with the rest of the team, and that's kind of how we got started. So we did a retrospective review for the last 5 years using the charting system, and we looked through about 300 patient charts, and we found nearly 200 trampoline injuries just at one hospital, so just at UK's Chandler Hospital here in Lexington. So that's kind of how we got started. And then
And tell me, over what period of time again, Macy, you mentioned that?
It was back 5 years, back to June 2021, until this June.
So we're talking 5 years, 200 injuries, almost 40 injuries a year if we average it out from trampolines. Now, it's been a long time since I had a child on a trampoline, something of that nature, and maybe we're under the misapprehension that if there's that netting around the trampoline, then the child is safe. It seems like that's not the case.
Yeah, so actually the kind of classic, this is Bailey, mechanism of a trampoline injury happens mostly from the trampoline mat itself. And most of the fractures that we saw were also these kids were jumping with another person. It was usually another child. There were some adults that were also jumping with them. And what happens when you're jumping with another person is the simultaneous bouncing can cause the mat to have this like out of phase recoil. So when the heavier person pushes the mat down, and the lighter child will descend to the trampoline mat, the mat will snap back upwards. And this causes the child to land pretty fast. And the rising mat will meet the child's limb. And usually when you're landing down, their knee is gonna be kind of hyperextended and straightened. So that kind of causes the bone stress to happen, and these typical like fracture patterns that you see from the trampoline injuries are going to be the proximal tibia or like a fracture of your shin bone. And we found nearly 60% of the fractures were the tibia.
Well, when I was talking with Dr. Humphreys offline, he used a term I had never heard of. I think it was called popcorning or something of that nature when an adult is trying to, I guess, make the trampoline throw the child higher into the air. And this sounds, from what you're describing, particularly dangerous from an orthopedic perspective for that child.
Yeah, so I think, at least I remember when I was a kid growing up and playing the game popcorn. So like one person stands in the middle and then you have tons of people around you trying to like make you like fall out of this like ball position that you're in. And yeah, so multiple people jumping can definitely, like, the more people, like, the higher risk you are, because you have all these different out of phase, like, waves and recoils happening with the trampoline mat. And I actually got interested, this is Bailey, in this project because I have a strong interest in orthopedics. And as a med student, we can kind of stay overnight in shadow in the emergency department with some of the orthopedic residents. And we see trampoline fractures, or at least I've seen them multiple times just in my, like, 1 year of being in the emergency department, only a few times. So yeah, it's a very common thing for people to have either in their backyards or, like, a trampoline park. People have birthday parties there. And I think it's just not, people are not as aware of all the dangers that can happen from it, thinking that, you know, there's this false safety because of the net or mats around it. They don't actually think about the actual, like, physics of the jumping and the trampoline mat itself.
From a biomechanical perspective, it almost makes me think of a fall from a height, the type of injuries that you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. I know you're fairly early, I guess, in data gathering and research. Have you thought ahead to advice potentially down the road for adults when they're around children using a trampoline? Any suggestions, hints, cautions that you might throw out there?
Yeah, so this is Macy again, and while we are still pretty early in our data collection and looking at the results, we also looked at the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines for parents and adults, and they were pretty well aligned with what we found in our research and how most of the time, the injuries occur whenever you are jumping with another individual. So the recommendation is to jump one person at a time because the multiple jumpers can place the smallest individuals at risk. Another recommendation was for the trampoline to be on ground level, not the elevated trampolines, and definitely make sure they have a net and make sure that they're up to guidelines. And another thing is for adults, always have adult supervision, and not just adults who are there, but who actually are aware of the guidelines due to the American Academy of Pediatrics, and even, like, at the trampoline parks that they've looked into how many injuries have occurred at this trampoline park and if the trampoline park is up to code, and just making sure that they're aware of the dangers before, you know, taking their kids or their friends or siblings, etc., to these types of places. And lastly, somersaults also can be kind of dangerous. I was a gymnast, so I definitely have firsthand experience with this, but any new skills that you're performing on a trampoline, any flips, make sure that you have taken the proper steps and precautions and done the proper progression, especially with a coach or the proper training, before you continue on your enjoyment on a trampoline. But
well, Macy and Bailey, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about trampoline injuries in kids and taking proper precautions?
This is Macy again. My recommendation is, first of all, follow the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines. If you find them online, that's pretty easy to look up. Secondly, if you or your child or you know someone that has experienced one of these injuries and you go to the emergency room, it can be common that the fracture isn't seen on imaging at times. This is what's called an occult or a hidden fracture. So make sure that if they're still having pain or if the emergency department recommends to follow up with your primary care doctor or your orthopedic doctor, make sure to go to that appointment. It can be really important to get a follow-up x-ray, to get the proper, you know, treatment, physical therapy, casting, because most of these injuries in the tibia do require 3 weeks of casting. So just be mindful of that whenever experiencing this type of injury.
Well, Macy
Yeah, I also think that we focused a lot on fractures, which is mainly what you found, but we also found some like soft tissue injuries too. And I think 10% of the kids who had trampoline-based injuries had a soft tissue injury. So tearing ligaments in their knees, like their ACL or their MCL, like kind of the structures that support your knee, these often require surgery, and the surgeries are pretty hard to recover from. And it can kind of put kids that are, you know, very active and in sports out for a long time. So those are also some injuries that can kind of alter a kid's trajectory and, you know, kind of require a little bit longer of a time period to heal than just being casted for 3 weeks. So also being aware of some non-bone related injuries.
My thanks today to Bailey Patel and Macy Risk, medical students at the University of Kentucky, for talking with us about trampoline injuries in children. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.